This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Continue to push forward and head towards our poll question and efforting Howie Lindsay from Louisville to talk about these sanctions handed down to the Louisville basketball program, which the suspension of Rick Pitino is an absolute joke. We'll see how Howie feels about it and what the buzz is in Louisville, Kentucky. About the appeal. You'd say you'd want to be hammered. Oh, okay, he's here. I was going to say you'd be one of those guys if you were celebrating today in Golden State. Excuse me, and you were a player, you'd be hammered?
I'd probably be passed out by now.
Good.
I'd be hammered.
There you go. Well, good. Well, let's the NC2A is putting a hammer down on Louisville's program, but is it a big enough hammer for some? And let's check in with – he works for 790 KRD Radio in Louisville, and here joined us on the Sean Salisbury Show, Howie Lindsay. Howie, thanks for taking the time, my man. What's the buzz going on in Louisville today?
Yeah, it's wild. We certainly expected some punishment today, but not necessarily what the NCAA handed down today. It was probably less punishment for Rick Pitino and probably more punishment than most expected for the program itself. They may have to vacate wins from 2010 to 2014. That's a lot of wins, 108 wins and 15 NCAA tournament wins, including two Final Fours and a national championship.
Does that bother them more than the 4 years probate, the 108, you know, regular season wins and the national title? Will that bother the faithful more, or the, I guess, the athletic department, basketball offices more? Or will the four-year probation, I can't even say the five games because we'll get to that in a second, that's kind of a joke, but the probation and just the fact that the look of a four-year probation and what it does for Louisville's program because of recruits and some of the big-time guys that maybe flip now?
Yeah, I didn't get a sense necessarily that they were bothered by the four-year probation at all. I mean, I'm sure they're a little bit, but the main thing was the vacation of those different wins, which would include two different Final Four banners and, of course, the national championship. That seemed to be the major sticking point for the university because from their standpoint, they view it as one guy in the program who knew all about this and was organizing these parties, and the NCAA still hasn't proven that any other coach or assistant coach knew about it or participated in it necessarily. And so from Louisville's standpoint, they said, you know, why are you punishing all this stuff for the one guy? From the NCAA standpoint, they're saying this is embarrassing enough that we need to make sure we make an example of Louisville so that something like this can't happen ever again.
And just for people that are, if you've been living under a rock, just so you know about Louisville, with, you know, the NCAA came down with sanctions talking about strippers and sex acts arranged and performed for potential prospects at Louisville, and their four-year suspension, probation, should I say, Rick Pitino five games, the first five ACC games of the season, possibility to lose the 2013 national title and 108 regular season wins. And we're with Howie Lindsay of 790 KRD in Louisville. Howie, how could a head coach, and I love college basketball. I'm just trying to figure out, as a guy who was recruited and who trains these quarterbacks that go on to their football programs, how does a coach in this day and age with communication, how does he not know that something like this is going on? Are you buying that?
That's a great question, and it's something that I didn't initially buy until they went through this entire investigation. They talked to all these different recruits, and they talked to all these different, you know, went through all their different social media accounts and their Snapchats and all that kind of thing. And here's what's wild. The NCAA went back and said, well, Rick Pitino should have known the red flag. But they can't actually point to a red flag that he should have known.
Right.
Like, they can't point to a tweet or a, you know, kids tweet everything these days, right? They can't point to a message. They can't point to a moment in a team meeting where they discussed it. It's just not there. And I wonder if this were anything else. If this were getting a free car, or if this were getting a hookup on burritos at the Qdoba, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That they would have known about it. But about the one thing in my locker rooms, and maybe yours as well, that you probably wouldn't discuss with a coach is sex stuff. You know what I mean? And so
it's almost like discussing it with a parent.
That he didn't know.
It's almost like discussing when you're 16 and you're with a parent that you don't want him to know. That's kind of what you mean.
Yeah, and essentially, several of the recruits told the NCAA that they wouldn't have dared told Rick Pitino what had happened because they're honestly embarrassed by it.
Okay, then, Howie, let me push it forward. People ask this question. You're better equipped to answer this than we are. You're there. Okay, so, and going back to this, we like to have our coaches know, and I know when I went to college, and you see guys, and I'm with them all the time too, that I went to college, that the head coach was like a second father to me, right? He was like
right,
a second
right.
father to me. Okay, so let's say we keep that from our second father, and he doesn't know. So on the other side of that, the other devil's advocate will say, well, if he doesn't know, and he can't babysit them all, I get that. These are kids that go out at night. I get you can't babysit them all, football, basketball, any program. But if he doesn't have any clue that this has happened with a staffer and potential recruits, isn't it go the other way and say then he has absolutely no idea what's going on in his program or isn't close enough to these kids to keep him academically sound or do the rest of it, that he's too far removed if he didn't know?
I think that's essentially what the NCAA is saying, is that he should have asked enough questions that a red flag appears. And from Patino's point of view and his lawyer's point of view, he's like, well, how many questions do you ask until they eventually tell you about a stripper that they had over at the party? I mean, I can certainly see both sides. What's interesting as well is that you know, from Patino's standpoint, a number of different players and recruits said, we did everything in our power to make sure he didn't know, because they knew that if he did know, that Andre would get fired, he will be kicked off the team, like all this bad stuff would happen to them because of the stripper party. It's a terrible situation. It's extremely embarrassing for Patino and the program and all these guys individually. And it all came out in a book based on a madam named Katina Powell. She put it all in a book and named names and all that kind of thing, and essentially the NCAA had to follow up on it.
Yeah, you robbed Peter. Eventually you got to pay Paul. Howie Lindsay, 790 KRD in Louisville, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Howie, let's look at the program now. They are a national title type of team. They are. I mean, they get a lot of people back. And I'm thinking about recruits, you know, how the parents feel about this. I do believe, didn't they sign the five-star Brian Bowen, the forward, who's a really good player? I know when they're
they did.
I think they're in the – I don't think the other kids committed. Romeo Langford, the top five recruit. I think they're in the mix for him. Any chance we start to see some of these guys say, I love Rick and he's a great recruiter and I want to be a part of Louisville, but with all this hanging over our head and the appeal out there, I'm not sure I want to commit to this. Any chance they lose somebody?
It's a great question. I think it probably would have happened about 2 years ago when there was more uncertainty. At this point, outside of the appeal, you kind of know what their punishment is going to be. They already sat out one of the NCAA tournaments, and there's no more sitting out NCAA tournaments in the future. Louisville just signed a top 10 recruiting class. They've already got three guys in the next class committed who are roughly, even if they don't sign Romeo Langford, it's already a top 10 recruiting class again. So far, I don't think that there's going to be any effect on recruiting, but it's something that U of L has to watch. I mean, you can't be so toxic that parents don't want to send their kids to your school. I don't think that's the way it is right now, but they certainly got to be on guard against that because of these negative headlines.
How are the other side? Help me with this now. On the other side, a Louisville argument for me, and even though I don't condone, even none of us condone any of this hiring strippers for your kid, we know it's wrong. But then I'm sitting here, and our studios are in Texas, and I'm sitting here thinking Baylor University, we got at Louisville guys paying for hookers and potential prospects with sex acts, and that's heinous. But yet at Baylor, coach gets fired, AD's not there, president of the university's not there. Two other top, Coach Bennett and Coach Kendall Browse, are working now. We allege over 50 allegations of rape, and we haven't seen one thing come down for Baylor. Now, where's the NC2A's got something going. The NC2A's backwards. Am I right or wrong?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And the other side of that is what to do with North Carolina. I mean, this is
and their academic fraud. Yes.
Yeah, decades of academic fraud. I think, honestly, I think the NCAA's in over its head in both the Baylor and North Carolina situation. I think this is a open and shut case that they could really hammer Louisville on, and they wanted to try to exert their power. They don't have a whole lot of teeth anymore. And I think we're seeing that with the Baylor and North Carolina cases. And so I think they tried to sink what teeth that they did have into Louisville.
Yeah, Howie, we got about a minute left, Howie. And I'm just curious, you know, Rick's really slick, and he's been good at hand. Coach Patino's been good at handling this. He's been through some stuff before. How will he handle this in public as this rolls through? Will he stand tall and deal with it? How will he handle this as we go forward?
Yeah, I talked to him about 2 hours ago. He was very forceful. Very forceful in saying, I don't want to just win one title here. I want to go back to the Final Four. I want to win another title here, essentially to make it up to the fans for all this embarrassment.
Yeah, and he'll have a chance to do that with a very, very good roster, but a lot to happen between now, with the appeals process, between now, the time we kick off the season. Howie, this is great stuff, man. We appreciate you being available for us, and we'll look forward to having you on again. And as these sanctions come down and as we find out about the appeals process, we'll look forward to checking back in with you, my friend. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Howie Lindsay, 790 KRD in Louisville. You guys think real quick, anything gets through this appeals process, they going to win this at all?
No.
I don't know. I got to tell you.
I don't even,
a guy can get a tattoo
and
get suspended.
It's not
and
much.
And we can offer a fifth grader a scholarship.
Five games is not much.
Yeah, I just don't know why the Louisville AD and Pitino are acting like the NCAA came down so hard on them.
If I was them, you know, I understand the national title, but I'm not so sure. I wouldn't just get to stepping and move forward, brother.
Yeah, that's what they're fighting for, the national title,
yeah,
right?
Of course they are. Of course they are. The ring and just the having the banner up. It's the Sean Salisbury Show. More to come. Salisbury, Sager, Barrett, Carlin.